Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are a coffee break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 11, and today we are continuing our holiday edition. This is our third episode of the holiday edition. Last episode, if you go listen to it, that was a big mile marker for us, is episode 10. And today is going to be our two-part segment. First, we're going to talk about gratitude and the true meaning of Christmas to us, and then just some really meaningful memories and gifts that we received. Mm-hmm. And then part two of some Christmas story times. And if you go listen to episode 10, we do a little sneak peek of that, so you can go listen to that. And then today, our coffee review is from Carmella. Mm-hmm. So if you've listened to us, or if you haven't listened to us, we do a coffee review every episode from a small business. We love to support small businesses and small business owners. So we go to a small coffee shop and try their coffee and then bring it on here to review it. Today, we don't have it with us. We already went to the coffee shop yesterday.
And when it's so good, we just drink it on our way back. And then we don't have any more to show. Yeah.
Sometimes it's too tempting to wait till the podcast.
So we do have some.
We have our Christmas mugs.
So cheers.
Yes, cheers.
So it's not from Carmella. This is just, you know.
So Carmella is an amazing coffee shop. There's one in Delray, Boca. Honestly, I think they have a lot in South Florida. I don't think it's just like those few.
I don't know. But I mean, locations. This is my first time there. But,
it's beautiful. They have amazing avocado toast, and their lattes are to die for.
Everything that we saw people ordering food-wise, I mean, you could hear people saying how good it was. And there's a variety from pastries to, like she said, avocado toast, but they have sandwiches.
They have like a cheese board, too.
It's like a breakfast all day almost. Yeah,
they have a lot of stuff. You always say pastries. And they have a bunch of different flavors that you can have with your latte. There's an amaretto, and I love amaretto in general. So I got the amaretto latte, and that was very good.
And you hear me saying that I'm always getting the matcha latte things because she hooked me up to this. Well, theirs is homemade.
And it's ceremonial grade. Matcha.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. So it's very earthy. I mean, it's not sweet. So if you want it sweet, you need to ask for it because
And you added lavender to add just a little bit of sweetness.
It was like more earthy. I mean, it was so refreshing.
Yeah.
So refreshing. So
very good.
Yeah, it was really good.
So also if you need a place to go study, I would definitely recommend Carmella.
It was packed with people that were still studying.
So, yeah. So definitely recommend it. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10. Go check out your nearest Carmella. Yes. And so now we're going to move on to our week in review. We went to Delray yesterday for just a little day trip. And
we wanted to show your younger sister there.
The art gallery.
They have a beautiful, I think it's called Blue Something.
Blue Gallery. I think it's literally just the Blue Gallery.
And it looks super amazing. And we drove in front of it. We're like, it kind of looks kind of closed. We don't know why. And little did we know, there was a Christmas parade. It was Santa's parade.
And it was a big parade too. It was a big parade.
So yeah. Oh my gosh. It was like for over an hour and 45 minutes. There was, it just floats after floats. So
we always end up in Delray during events and we don't even plan it. But we ended up going to El Camino's, the restaurant. Everything there is also made there. Yes. Like their hot sauce, their salsa.
Everything, their juice, everything. Yeah, it was just
And their margaritas were very good, also made there. And so it was our first time at El Camino's because I've been raving about it. And she was never able to go.
Happy hour. I mean, it's so affordable. Like tacos are
$3.
Yeah.
So
So that was a lot of fun.
Chips is also $2.
Just everything downtown Delray Beach right now
beautiful.
Is decorated. Everything.
It's so
every
beautiful.
Restaurant. So you walk on the street. Yeah. And what I'm very impressed, because we were there for the lighting of their tree, which is 100 foot up in the air. Not in the air. Tall, I mean.
Yeah.
The people that go to these celebrations, everyone is all decked out. I am impressed whether they are like, you know,
I love it.
I mean, we saw some people yesterday, like 70, 80 years old and their little elf outfit and the husband.
Today, there are people in Grinch onesies.
Oh my gosh. So it's just
walking around. I love it.
I think it's just a lot of fun. You know,
it's just such a fun environment.
So we decided like, this is it. Like we're going to go to Delray to, celebrate or, you know, just enjoy the festivities. And they have something every weekend.
Yeah.
So
we went there and then we went to the office, also decked out Christmassy. We got our Christmassy little drinks.
Yeah.
We are preparing for our trip to Montreal. We leave Wednesday and we will talk all about that in our next holiday edition episode,
which will be filmed in Montreal.
So look forward to that, because we'll give you guys the whole rundown. And we're just going to go into our gratitude and the true meaning of Christmas segment. And I'm going to start off with my church service this morning that really resonated with me and just really showed me like the true meaning of Christmas, because yes, Santa and the decorating and all the Christmas lights is like so much fun to see and really like makes it such a joyful time. But also you need to like see through all of that, that the true meaning is Jesus and the birth of Jesus. And today we talked about how, we talked about anxiety and, especially during the holidays, how anxiety is so big, which we've talked about in our past episodes. I'm going to just pull up some of my notes because the way he said it was very good. There's two lies that the pastor said. One of them is I can fix this and I'm in control. And number two is God doesn't care. And then he talked about how, again, anxiety is rooted in pride and we must deal with our pride first to deal with our anxiety. And then we are so focused on trying to control people or things, which causes anxiety. And that is what we need to cast our fears and our cares onto God, because he's in control of that at the end of the day, and he has a perfect plan for us.
Which I think happens a lot actually during Christmas when, like you said, the stress and the anxiety, like we talked about, like, you know, being able to afford Christmas season, the holiday season, but also people that are hosting and all the stress to get everything ready and things like that. So mm-hmm. just, you know, give it to God and he will help you, you know, he will calm you down. And
And then just a couple other things that I thought like really resonated with me is, he explained anxiety as an intense desire for something accompanied with the fear of not receiving it. And again, there's just some things that we won't receive because that's not in his plan for us. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because he has a perfect plan and we just don't see that yet. And then also
plan and a timing.
The number one command in the Bible is fear not, for I'm with you. And it says over and over, fear not. So in this holiday season, just remember to not fear and to cast your cares onto him. And that that God does really care, because he took the sin of the world onto his shoulders. And that's the true meaning of this Christmas, is that Jesus was born and he came into this world to take on all our sin. So I just wanted to give that little reminder out there. Somebody did ask me, they're like, well, it's not all about the decorations. It's not about the Christmas tree. Like, I feel like we always forget about what the true meaning is.
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
that's a good point.
It is true. Sometimes we do it for the wrong reasons. But also, I said, well, don't we decorate for people's birthdays? And especially if it's Jesus, we're going to go all out.
Well, we should go on. That's true.
If I'm wrong, let me know. That was just like something I thought of on the spot. But
also, it depends on how, are you decorating your house? Like, you know, like the ones that you see, like competition with like the neighbor. Like, you know, I'm going to outdo the neighbor and I'm going to go all out, especially with the outside lights and things like that. But for me, it's just like, I remember decorating the tree with my mom. And
we would do it every year too.
Yeah,
together.
Which is that, you know, like different than him. I remember my mom had the tinsels.
Yes.
And it was like the, I don't know what they were like. I don't even know the material they were, but it was, she would always say, not three, one at a time. And oh my gosh, it was just so excruciating to just take one at a time. And I know some of you that are my age watching this, remember those. And at the end of the day, though, you would walk away and then look at the tree. It was so stinking beautiful. And you could see like where you had like probably a bunch of it instead of just one, because you were sick and tired at the end. And you would be like, oh, dang it. It looked so much better when it was just one. Mm-hmm. But so see, like I see decorating my tree, decorating my house to do it with my beautiful girls and just building memories and laughs. And, you know, so
that's what I'm saying is like the true meaning of Christmas. Just spending time with your family and making memories with them. It's such a joyful time. We did talk about like the stresses and depression around the holidays, but it is such a joyful time. And I feel like most people are just so happy.
But except in the stores, when you go to stores and, you know, and everybody at the last minute is very stressed out and whatnot. And everybody kind of forgets the true meaning of Christmas. Everybody gets rude to each other. And you're just like, okay.
But yeah, I agree. But definitely just, it's supposed to be like the memories that you build with the people around you, and like doing baking when we bake cookies every year. And those are some of my best memories. And then doing the Christmas tree every year, that was like our thing. We'd put a Christmas movie or Christmas music on and then do the tree and then bake cookies. And then like gingerbread houses, cookie decorating. And it's more like the best memories are the setting up for Christmas and like the anticipation for Christmas rather than opening the gifts. Like what I remember are the memories of decorating for Christmas and doing the cookies. And I don't remember like the gifts.
Yes.
Me too. Know what I mean?
That's like, she just asked me today. She said, what is like the most memorable gift you've received in my life? And I mean, I have to really think about it, and not that I did not get beautiful gifts. I mean, I know my mom's watching this, and you know, but I throughout, even like from you and your sister, I've got some very beautiful, meaningful gifts. But really, if you ask me, I mean, I can tell you so many stories of so many Christmases, of the memories that we've made. And I think these are the most beautiful gifts that we've have is all that. And I'm glad that actually at your age, you can actually even recognize this, you know, it's not, I mean, you're still young, you're a young adult, but, for some people it takes a while, you know, just, it's not just materialistic, but really when you ask me this question, I remember, I think I told you twice, I don't know. I can't come up with one, but I can come up with so many beautiful memories of stories of things that I've done, you know, with my family or then with my, you know, my person, my family, you guys. So,
but before we get into some of those, memorable gifts and memories, this is also a time of giving and gratitude. Just love how giving people are, whether it's at the church or just with other people, your friends, with your family.
You should do this all year round.
You should do this all year round.
I think that during the holiday, you maybe you notice a little bit more, you see a little bit more, you know. And what I actually appreciate most about people that are giving is when they actually give and they don't brag about it.
Yes.
It's just an even more bigger impact. And I think it's
how you know you're doing it for the like people are doing it for the right reason is if you're doing it out of like your own want and like your heart versus doing it so that other people know that you did it. So that's, I just want to touch on that as well. The gratitude of Christmas and the holidays and how that's so prominent. But, like we talked about, there are some very important memories to us, and I have some memorable gifts that I've received, and those tend to be experiences rather than like materialistic things, because again, that ties in with memories. We did get tickets to a One Direction concert for Christmas, and that was probably,
that was Mom of the Year that year.
That was such a good, oh my gosh. I think we cried. We cried. Yeah. That was amazing. My sister and I were hardcore diehard One Direction fans, still are, but that was the best experience ever. Yeah. It was so, so much fun.
My cousin Audrey, shout out to Audrey, that actually flew from Montreal to come to Chicago. We picked her up at the airport, went to the hotel. Your sister was a baby. Your baby sister was a baby, like in a stroller. And we stayed at the hotel. We had friends coming over to eat dinner, but you three went in the cab. I mean, the whole half, if not more than a half of the hotel, it was all girls going to see. I mean, there's like a line of cabs.
It was so funny. And I was decked out in my One Direction shirt, my earrings, my bracelet, my watch, necklace. Yeah. Like I was not playing around, but was one of the experiences.
And she had seen them in England, right?
Yeah. She'd actually seen them.
No, or Ireland. I don't know where she was at, but she saw them there too. So she's like, she had just came back, I think within a few months, she's like, I'll go again. So she took my ticket and took you guys.
It was a lot of fun, but that was one of the experiences. And then Discovery Cove, which is in Orlando. Oh, yeah. I actually wanted to be a dolphin growing up. Not kidding, a dolphin.
She probably still does.
Yes. and then also, then it led to a dolphin trainer. So at Discovery Cove, you can swim with the dolphins.
You were kind of a dolphin trainer.
Yeah, you can swim with the dolphins and then like pet them, give them a kiss. And then they also have like another little lagoon area where you can go snorkeling with stingrays and stuff. So that was very memorable for me. They clearly knew how much dolphins meant to me. So that was very meaningful. And then a more like materialistic, I guess, memorable gift would be when Bryce got me, my boyfriend Bryce got me a blanket. My dog had just passed away, and it was the most beautiful picture of my dog.
The picture, yeah.
And it was just a blanket with her face on it, and it was so beautiful. It's in storage right now, unfortunately. Hopefully we'll get that back. But it was so beautiful, and I started crying. I was like, oh my gosh. Because she had just passed away too. And then also when you got me the blanket, it had been my dream when I was done with my swimming career to get the millions of swim shirts that I had into one big blanket. And at the end of opening all our gifts on Christmas, she was like, oh wait, I have one more thing. And it was a pillow and a big blanket with all my swim shirts from growing up and throughout all the years. And
I not teared. All of them, because
there's so many.
It would have been like miles long.
Yeah, but I started tearing up because that was something I forgot about. But I'd asked multiple times. That's something I want to do when my swimming career is over.
But I think we have to tell the story. Was that last year? Or was that 2 years ago? Because last year, I mean, we're going to bring this up that you came with. I picked you up in Chicago coming back from Christmas for Christmas break. And Amelia had, we had tickets from her birthday too, because I love to give experience now, not just material, especially when they're older, unless, you know, they need something specific. I mean, we're moms, we're parents, we know some kids need like, I'm at school, I need a new laptop or whatever, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. But otherwise I love to give experiences. Like one of my, you were saying, best memories, going to Disney with just you and your older sister,
because
your baby one was a baby. And it was just three of us, and we had matching T-shirts. We had like stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
matching
every day.
Shirt each day. Yeah,
and we did three parks. I mean, I remember to the very vividly, and that was years ago. But so we picked her up, and we went to. It was your first time for your sisters to go to American Girl.
The American Girl Doll.
I will say, like maybe a week before you were not there, obviously, but your older sister was home, and I have no idea why she started talking about this. Doll, what was her name?
I don't remember.
But she was blonde, and it was a doll that was, when you guys were younger, you did a father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Was organized in the town where we were at, and it was always beautiful, and you could buy tickets, and then
raffle tickets.
Yeah, and you would win an American Girl doll.
Well, there's multiple prizes. Bella always put all her raffle tickets into the American Girl doll because it was her favorite American Girl doll, and she wanted her so bad, and she was beautiful.
And the thing is, like, that year she actually won it, and your dad couldn't find the ticket on time, and so they redrew another name, another number.
And the other girl got it.
Got it, and then your dad finally found the ticket, and then it was just devastating.
So she was explaining she was explaining to us the story of, or just reminding us of the traumatic story of how she never got the American Girl doll, and how she still would like die if somebody got it for her. So then you looked.
We looked everywhere.
Yeah, to see if it was, but it's discontinued. So you couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And even if they were selling, it was way too expensive.
Way too expensive on eBay and whatnot. So to go back, we're at American Girl Doll and you were there and we're like, well, we're just going to go, you know, Amelia had a gift card. So we're just going to go and shop, and she had a few things she wanted to get. And I'm not kidding. We saw this little doll. They're the smallest.
It was like
one.
The minis. It was
about this big, right?
Yeah.
About.
As big as our mic if you're not watching the video.
Yeah. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh my God. Oh
we
my
gotta
God.
Get it. And it was like very affordable. It was just a mini. And so I was like, all right, I'm getting her that for Christmas.
Yes.
And when she opened it up, I was like, it's small, but like, I think you're going to love it. And she's like, this isn't an American Girl doll. It's not big enough. And she opened it and she started like tearing up.
She cried.
Yeah, she cried.
She cried.
And so like, I was very happy about that. I knew it was very meaningful to her. And we both, like I saw how much it affected her when we were younger.
Oh yeah. Because
it was so sad. The poor thing. She loved it.
The whole backstory from it the week before, explaining to our friend, you know, which, and then to actually run into it and find it, it was just, that was something very, very special. So,
but I think my last, this was a big gift that you guys got us, and it was when you surprised us with the pool.
Oh yeah,
well, I don't think I was expecting that at all. And you were like, it was like the layouts of the pool. And I was like, what is that? And you're like, we're getting a pool. It's like, oh my gosh, so many good memories in that pool too.
Oh my,
so
goodness.
A lot of them are linked with some really important memories and big memories to me.
Like I think the second year, that we had the pool, that we were so excited. We opened it. You guys asked us to open it up a little bit earlier and it was warm. It was like end of April. It was so great. We opened the pool the next day, snowstorm. I will always remember this.
Yeah.
Everything was covered in snow. We're like, what is, this was awesome.
That's right. It was, that pool was so much fun. But enough of my memorable gifts and my memories. Are there any, I know you said that not many like memorable gifts that you can really remember, but were there any big memories that you, that really stuck with you?
Yes, actually from, of course, you know, like my parents taking me on trips and things like that when I was younger. But for me, it's just like the memories of the, and your parties are much different now the way they are because, you know, families get bigger and then you get married and then you change whatever. But in my mom's family, Christmas Eve was always like, I think every year there were seven kids. So every year it was at, you know, someone's family, someone's house. And so I remember going to all my uncles and aunts. And then my family is huge. We talked about this huge on games and cards and riddles and whatnot. And it was always like Christmas Eve, I always had to go take a nap in the afternoon, not messing up your hair that you just got done.
Yeah.
And then get ready and dressed up. And we would leave late at night to go to, or if people were coming to our house, and the party would go through the wee hours of the morning because we would eat. And then at midnight, it would be always a lot of food. At midnight, Santa would come, kids would open gifts and whatnot. And then of course, the youngest ones, you know, would go to bed, but then games would start and then we would have like, you know, desserts and whatnot down the road and whatnot. But it would be, this is like the amazing marriage. You would go home at like 2-3 in the morning, like as if you went to a nightclub, you know, and you get home.
So I actually got to experience one of those Christmases about 6 years ago, correct? 7 years ago.
Yeah. Well, and then the one at our house was the same.
Yes. Thing too. But 7 years ago, I was in Montreal.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody was there, like your whole extended family.
Yeah.
And it was in the event room at the at the condo, at my grandma's condo in the event room. So it was like all out. There's so much food.
Because we couldn't bring anybody in the condo.
There were big games at like each table. I was at the kids' table. Like some of them didn't speak English, but most of them did.
Yeah.
And I got to like experience a Christmas like her childhood. And it was very cool. And it was a lot of fun. And we went to bed at 2 a.m., I believe. Yeah. And that was just, that was, and we were all dressed up until 2 a.m. And I think that at about 1, we all got in our pajamas or something like that.
I think the kids went in pajamas,
Yeah, and then just hung around, played some more games. And then we I thought that was so fun. It was a lot different than the Christmases that we usually do at home.
But it's because you guys were a little bit younger too. Because now, you know, that you experience, we would do this and that's what's going to happen again this year. But we would do this here as well in the past or even at our home. But yeah, so even the one that we hosted, it was the first time that my extended family actually came down to Iowa to Christmas at our house. And that was the same thing. I think one night, I don't even know if I slept 2 hours because everybody wanted to stay up and like we were still cleaning and my cousin came down and she's like, to my mom and I, she's like, you guys are not, that was Audrey. And she's like, you guys are not sleeping? We're like, no. We're like, do you want to play cards? Sure.
Was that the picture that we took with Peppy? No, that was a lot. That was a different Christmas, right?
No, that was that one.
That was that Christmas?
Yeah.
We have a picture with me, my grandpa, who had passed away, and my mom. And
Amelia, I think, was
right before we moved, I was just packing stuff. And I found that picture.
Yeah.
And it's such a good picture of all of us.
It was.
Those Christmases, like we would be inside on Christmas Eve night, but we'd still get all dressed up.
Yeah, and that's how I grew up. You dress up to go
we'd get all dressed up and play games and eat just a bunch of food. We'd be baking the whole entire day.
Yeah,
and the day before.
Fun. And especially when the one that we did at my house is like everybody was there, so we all wanted to learn. Like my mom makes her own donut. We all worked on it because we all wanted to know how to make them. And it was a lot of fun. And you know, we had kind of already planned a little bit in advance what we were going to make. So everybody had, you know, I had to buy some stuff for them to prepare. I mean, because they came down from Canada. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun because we learned how to do a lot of those.
Foods. Yeah.
Or like last year, which was at the townhome I had before we moved here. And it was like a very warm, I remember it was a warm winter last year because we thought the heat had started. I mean, we're in Iowa. It's supposed to be, I mean, it was cold. And it was so warm that day we had our, we were baking. We were baking on Christmas Eve, all the cookies, because we make a bunch of different, we choose every year like 4 or 5 kinds of cookies. And then we make plates or platters, or and we give them away to you know, people.
And cute
we love.
Little Christmas boxes.
Yeah. So we were doing this when my niece was there with her fiance and her kids and whatnot. So it was a lot of people. And then the air conditioning started. I remember this because it's like on pre-program.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is the furnace starting? And we realized like, oh my gosh, it's the air conditioning on Christmas Eve. I remember this.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. And I bet people, because our windows were open, I bet people were just like, what's going on there? We had your church service on the computer live. We were talking French and English because we've swapped.
And I think we had a Christmas movie going.
Yes. And
we
music,
had like,
whatever.
It was just so much going on at once while we're baking, while we're cooking, while we're preparing like Christmas Eve dinner. And
lots of
like,
people in the place.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. It,
but
it was so there.
That's like if you step foot in any, like in the house when it's your family's Christmas, there's going to be like 20 conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Or 20 things going on at once.
Plus two languages.
Like the joy is just filled in the room.
Yes. But that was a lot. That was a very good memory as well.
Too. So, and then we're actually going to be going up to Montreal again and getting to experience that Christmas at,
with everybody.
In my 20s is going to be very cool because I was, it was
well, we're,
years
and we're kind of co-hosting as well.
Yeah.
So I'm helping my niece. It's at our house, but
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's like the whole extended family. So even my cousins who now also the younger ones have kids as well. So it's like everybody's coming with whatever. So it's going to be a lot.
It'll be so, I'm very excited for it.
So, but I want to know like your memories or like, or the traditions that we started as a family as well, or now that, you know, we moved and, you know, your parents are divorced and you have a new tradition. What do you like? What are your favorite memories or what are you looking for?
Like I said already, the baking and the Christmas tree with you. We like when we start the music and we'd sit there and we'd decide what we're going to do for the Christmas tree this year. And we do the little icicles. I mean, you see, if you're watching the video, you see the red icicles, but we do the clear, beautiful icicles on the tree.
Yeah, the breakable. I think, no, those are not breakable.
But it was so beautiful.
Glass.
And we had such a big tree. And then we do like so many different cookies for everybody, give it to like my swim coach, my teacher, and everybody. And so that was a lot of fun, was like those memories with you. And then like seeing your side of the family's Christmas with, staying up till like 2 a.m. with everybody. I felt so cool because usually as a kid, I have to go to bed at like 9 or 10 because Santa. But this year, I got to stay, or that year, I got to stay up till 2 a.m. So I felt very cool.
Felt special.
Yes.
I did feel
special because the kids' table usually has to go to bed early, but I didn't have to go to bed early. And then.
Well, you were not that young either. You were a teenager. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that was like the first
teenager.
Time I think I stayed up that late. I was like, I've never stayed up this late. But.
But then we wake up. So Christmas morning then.
Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Wow, I love Christmas morning. Because I think, I know a lot of families that open gifts on Christmas Eve night at like 12 midnight. But
we would at a big party like
I don't think I would ever do that because the joy of waking up in the morning, like Christmas morning, and you like go under the tree and you all sit there with your coffee or whatever. Or mimosas.
Well, we would
this
open
year.
Gifts if we had like a gift exchange and things like that. That's
yeah, that's like
that
the little
open.
Gifts or the stockings.
Or if Santa comes, like the kids have, you know, we open the gifts for the kids and stuff like that. But our family would wait till
Christmas
morning,
which I really, really like. It just gets so exciting in the morning. Yeah. So yeah, we wake up early. Bella and I would wake up at the crack of dawn and wake you guys up, and then we come down. In our Christmas PJs. I always had to have my Christmas PJs on. And then we'd sit there, wait for you guys to have your coffee and sit down because you guys happened to move the slowest that you could possibly move in the morning. For some reason, the like second you wake your parents up to actually them sitting down feels like 20 hours. I swear they take so long. And then opening the gifts, whatever. And then we have this big brunch and or feast. And those have like the deviled eggs, the mini quiche.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I go crazy with the mini quiche. And it's kind of like a charcuterie board.
Yeah, because you guys would have like hot cocoa and we would have coffee. Maybe like now it's mimosa as well.
Yeah.
But, and then we would have like, it was brunch. I can't.
Yeah.
Like late breakfast and stuff. Yeah.
But our big, big tradition that we live by is we watch Elf during brunch.
Even before us, while we start doing
brunch. Yeah, like while you're setting up and stuff. We watch brunch, we watch brunch? No, we watch Elf, the movie Elf, every single Christmas morning, and we just live by that. And every single time we rewatch it, we catch, like, something new I feel like some funny joke that we didn't catch on last year, we catch on and we're like, oh wow. It's like the millionth time watching this, but
don't remember hearing this. And Isabella, who sits down and watches it, she doesn't want to, but we bank her.
And we end up laughing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just love that movie. It's so funny and it's so much fun. We actually start that tradition.
What, Elf?
Yeah.
It was here in Florida and you were very little.
I remember, though, we are all sitting right here.
Yes. I think Elf is like, it's been 20 years or 25 years.
Yeah, but I don't
know. That was last year. I think it was the 25th edition. So obviously we didn't start then.
Was I like 6 years old?
Oh, younger than that, maybe.
Really?
4 or 5?
Oh.
Maybe 6, I don't know.
So it's been like 15 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, at least 15 years of us doing that. And then we are not allowed to watch Elf on any other day. We are not allowed to watch Elf on any other day of the year. Which, yes, is my rule.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, that I've never watched it.
Other than Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
And actually, my friends were watching Elf for, like, a little Christmas party. I was like, guys, I can't watch it. We can't do it. We got to pick a different movie. It's such a tradition that we live by. But, yeah, those are just some of my most memorable Christmas traditions that we've started since then. And then Christmas feast at night.
Yeah,
we eat a lot. Clearly, as you can tell, we eat a lot.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
I love it.
And then we don't do much. I mean, depending on where we're at, if we're here in Florida, like we would go to the pool or the beach in the afternoon. Or like last year, it was nice out, but I think we just sat down and we played cards. I think one year you guys started to rewatch for the millionth time
Harry Potter.
So from the first one to, and then during the whole Christmas break, you guys finished the whole movie, all the movies. We just take it. And if we're in Canada, I mean, if it's nice out, if it's beautiful, there's snow, we go sledding and things like that. So it just, you know, we relax and stuff together. But I think, yeah, we do eat a lot. I remember cooking with my mom and, I don't know now. I mean, she makes the best sugar pie, which is a French Canadian thing.
She does.
She makes the best
sugar pie. Oh, gosh, it's so good.
There is warm. Oh, my gosh, with ice cream. But anyway, and she used to make her own dough. You know, I don't know if that's what she's going to do this year, but. And then she would get the rest of the dough. And I remember doing this when I was young. So maybe I was like, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And she would take the rest, like the rest of the dough that she didn't use for the pies. And then she would make cookies
and put
a little bit of butter and a little bit of sugar. And then
I do remember she did that that 1 year. And I do remember.
And then and it was like, you know, now we decorate cookies and it's huge competition and whatnot. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I buy a lot of things because, you know, everybody wants to do something very specific and blah, blah, blah. But back then she would just have like, you know, the four colors to make different colors, you know, the food dye.
Yeah.
So she would just make like, you know, 4 or 5 colors. And then I would just kind of decorate like this with like basic. So I remember doing this with her when I was little and helping her cook, you know, but my mom was huge at decorating even for food, like coming up with ideas. I don't even know where she, I mean, now, I mean, it's all on the internet when I get some ideas, but I remember her with a styrofoam thing that looked, and oh my gosh, I was young. Like the styrofoam kind of cone that looks like a Christmas tree and putting some like whatever wrapping paper that was, green. And she would make, I mean, I'm telling you, that was like, I had never seen this
I saw like Christmas napkins on Pinterest or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, but stuff like before then, we didn't have the internet.
She just had to like think of it.
She was like, and I'm going to put some shrimp. And then it was like a whole thing. I mean, it was, that was amazing. But there was one time that we had it at our house.
Yeah.
And we had, it was not turkey that night. It was like a, it's like a pastry that's round and stuff. And there's like a white sauce and there was one with chicken or turkey. I can remember. And the other one was like with seafood with mashed potatoes and whatnot. And we lost electricity. It was one of the biggest storm. And we had a generator, but not like to keep all this food. So we had everything outside in the snow. And we lost all that food. I remember.
I cannot imagine how stressed she must have been. You guys were hosting the party.
It was terrible. But we were able to still, everybody still stayed and we played games and whatnot the whole night. But everything like that we had to kind of heat up in order to serve, we couldn't do it. So and it's like a white cream thing. So she lost all that food and it was oh my gosh, all the seafood that was in there. But so that was like a good, memorable Christmas. We still talk about that one. But
it ties in with the holiday stress. I would be so stressed.
Oh my gosh, it was. I was maybe too young to remember how stressed out she was, but now knowing what it takes.
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out.
It must have been just a complete nightmare. But and my dad was helping a lot, you know, with that also. But
hopefully all goes well with this Christmas party that's going to be the 21st with the whole family.
I'm pretty sure your cousin has a generator.
But, well, yeah, no. Or two. We'll have some, I'm sure we'll still have some interesting stories from the party.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. With all the extended family that's going to be there, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Was there ever, like, family drama at these parties?
No. I mean, not on my mom's side of the family. Absolutely not. It's just...
There's never, like, some crazy stories to tell after?
Oh, like, well, if somebody would drink a bit too much, you know? But, no, it was... I think, no, I would have to ask.
Yeah.
I would have to ask her because, you know, for what I remember, no, it was always like nobody, well, there was always a joke running in the family. And it was, I think my mom started this, is that my brother, well, I would say almost every winter, every Christmas, there was a different girlfriend. And sometimes we didn't really know her. So it was like a joke that, if my mom didn't really care for the girl or didn't really know who she was, or if she was like brand new,
oh
she would
gosh.
Get a scarf. So everybody was sitting there every Christmas waiting for her to open her gift. And it was a scarf. And we're like, oh.
So would you guys ever like place bets on how long he was going to date the girls over Christmas?
Unfortunately, we did. Yeah.
That's actually so funny.
So that was
then,
funny.
And then also he would have a different car, cool car.
Oh, when he came here, yeah.
Yeah, when he'd come here, he'd have a cool car, and he had a yellow Ferrari.
Orange. It was orange.
Oh, my gosh. It was an orange Ferrari, and I remember that, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
He always said, he's like, I'm going to have a Ferrari this year, and then he actually did rent the Ferrari and stuff, and then complained the entire time he was here that his butt hurt, and he couldn't get it in and out of the car because it was too low. But there's a memory, though, that I want to talk about. We started talking about it at our previous episode, is that we were doing Christmas cookies.
Oh, yeah.
With the Shimboris and the Shimbori family.
Every year we, just like a little recap if you hadn't seen the last episode, we do a Christmas with my childhood best friend's family. Our moms were pregnant at the same time together with both siblings. And so, yes, for over 20 years we've done a little Christmas thing with them before actual Christmas.
Yeah. And so your dad and their mom, so my friend Sue, they would do more of the crafts and things like that, you know, like kind of organizing things. And then when you were younger, and then Tim, so their dad and I were the ones that were baking. So we would just, you know, I would prepare the dough before and then we would bake and stuff. And then we would all decorate. Well, this one year, that was at the big house.
Sorry, our cat just hit the freaking, she learned how to annoy us with the little
door stopper.
With the door stopper. So she just
to
scared
find
me.
It
yeah.
She just found it. That's when she's irritated with us. So she is now. So yeah, so they, my gosh, you guys were young. I can't remember how old you were, but you were, I think you were going to the Catholic school.
Yeah.
So it was, you guys were young and they did not know that Katarina, so that's one of the oldest too, had some food allergies and she had started to be sick, you know, after eating certain things and she did not make it to the bathroom and she was in the hallway with kind of the entryway in the dining room. And she just bent over and the poor thing just, it was kind of like, you know, water, liquid, whatever.
Throw up everywhere.
And we are all laughing. I mean, I can't help. Her dad can't help. We're stuck with, you know, like flour in our hands.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. Everybody was like dying laughing.
I mean, it was just, and then Sue, the mom, was laughing too. I mean, we were all laughing. Katarina was also laughing. Don't get me wrong. She was not crying or anything like that. And then your dad, who has, and I'm pretty sure to this day, this amazing way of imitating somebody vomiting and puking, I will say, and the noise that comes out of him. And it's just, it's so disgusting hilarious.
There's a picture of him leaning over
with her
on the, and she's dying laughing. And he's like, you can see him like doing the,
and she's laughing,
everybody's dying
a little
laughing.
More, and we're just, we all, so we filmed all this, the poor girl, for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see them, both of them cleaning up with like a bunch of towels and stuff. But I think it's a memory we'll remember forever.
Oh, yeah.
Too, because it's just, and we have pictures, we have photos of this. But so that was like part of the last week that we forgot to kind of finish the story about the cookie decorating.
I'm going to have to ask my best friend's mom for some pictures to put on our Instagram of some of us like when we were younger. Those pictures, because they're always funny. Malia and I are always so unserious in the pictures. they had to yell at Malia to smile. She'd be like making some funny face.
She's still like that.
Yeah. But to kind of wrap up the podcast, no pun intended with the wrap up. again, like remembering the true meaning of Christmas, and then just really taking hold of those times that you have with your family and holding on to those and really like being present in the moment. Put your phones down and just, if you guys don't have any big traditions, start a tradition to get the family together and do something, because that's something that you're going to really appreciate in the future and remember. And you can make it a yearly thing and maybe watch Elf every year. I highly recommend. And then also,
And also for the ones that don't have family and you're by yourself, mm-hmm. There's always like the helpline and, you know, please just, you know, pick up the phone, call, send us a message if you want to, you know, we'll respond to you. So, and if you have a chance to go see a movie like Elf.
Oh, and I know that like at the theater too, if you don't really have anything else to do, I know at the theater, they re-release like Christmas movies around the time. And I think that's so fun to do. I go to the movie theaters by myself sometimes too, mm-hmm. especially if it's going to be a Christmas movie. I'm going to go wear a Santa hat and a ugly Christmas sweater and go on my own. I don't even care. I love
We usually do ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
we do the Christmas.
And that's another tradition we have.
Yeah.
It's ugly Christmas sweaters. And they're like,
if it's not but a pajama, ugly. A Christmas pajama, it's ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
And then it's ugly. Or when we
do light up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we do the cookie decorating, we will do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also just remembering to give back this season and then try to make that a routine, not mm-hmm. just something that you do around the holiday time. It's a good reminder for us to help those in need. And also, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I think my favorite gifts to get or give our experiences. Mm-hmm. So if you're not really sure what to get somebody for Christmas, give them like an experience. I know I gave my boyfriend just a little day, as a gift. I took him out to dinner, did a little picnic, made lunch and breakfast. And then I printed out these cute, like laminated, menus and schedule for the day. And they're all like Christmas themed. And I did that on Canva. So that's a little idea if you don't really have anything to like think of materialistic wise.
And it's cheap, you know, it's just,
and it was, he said it goes down as one of his favorite memories that we've had in our relationship and time together. And it can be very meaningful, more meaningful than an actual physical gift if you put the time into like make a day for them.
Yeah.
So that's just an idea. And then I hope you guys maybe take after some of our traditions and you enjoyed this episode. Go follow us on Instagram @acoffee.break, TikTok @acoffee_break, and our YouTube is A Coffee Break with Cat and Mom. Make sure to put the with Cat and Mom so that we pop up first mm-hmm. there. And like and subscribe. Our video podcasts are on Spotify and YouTube, and our podcasts come out every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
And we always kind of end up by, you know, just recap on the coffee that we had.
Yeah, Carmel's amazing. The vibe in there is so good. Lattes are top notch.
If you're a younger person and you want to go and study or read a book, or
definitely go there.
Just sit there and watch a movie on your computer.
Yeah.
Just go for it. And the food is excellent.
Yep.
And we always end up by a would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
And I will ask Catherine today, would you rather decorate, because we're going to do Christmas, holiday theme. Would you rather decorate your home with white Christmas lights or multicolored Christmas lights?
This is so easy for me. Tacky Christmas. Tacky Christmas. All right. I've seen this all over TikTok too. No white Christmas, no red Christmas, no green Christmas. Well, no, I mean like white Christmas when they do like a white theme.
Oh, yeah.
This is like traditional. I think like the red and green, I still love traditional. But like the blue Christmas, the silver Christmas, the gold Christmas, the red Christmas, the green Christmas. I think I already said that. But tacky Christmas, colorful. I want the ornaments from your elementary school up on that Christmas tree. I want homemade ornaments on there. I want crafted ones. Like, I love that.
Have them all. Yeah.
And then like multicolored lights. Like in my room right now, they're multicolored lights. I love it. It's just so fun. So yeah, tacky Christmas it is. for me. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we still have some holiday edition episodes coming out. I'm really excited for you guys to see what we have in store for the future of this podcast. So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Yep. Hope you guys have a wonderful, yes.
And, you know, your traditions, wherever you're at. I know some of you guys are different countries. Please send it to us. We love to read those.
Yep. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you guys next week. Awesome. Love you guys.
Love you.